Let me tell you the story about Tigger and the magic 2x4. Tigger's man had left him alone. He went away to some tropical island. Even his best friend, Christine Rachel Vamos, or the CRV, had left him behind. Everyone had left him alone, except, of course, the trusty old tractor, Etractus Unum. But he didn't ever really go very far anyway, and he wasn't very good at starting without the key. Tigger had had many adventures with his man, hauling everything from concrete forms to children's dorms. He wondered why they all left. Were they afraid of working on the upstairs? It couldn't be that hard. All you need is a little wood and some magic. Tigger had heard of a powerful sorcerer who lived in a home of pots. So he made a decision that he needed to go on a quest. He would find the sorcerer in his home of pots and finish the upstairs. He set off on his own down the hill, but he came to his first obstacle when he reached the gate. How would he get over the gate? He backed up and went off-roading all over the grass until he picked up enough speed that he could jump. He jumped right over the gate, but landed hard on his front tire and got a flat. As he was limping down the road, he saw flowers coming back up towards him. He quickly turned off his lights and pretended that his man was just up closing the gate or something. He didn't want anyone to suspect him of going AWOL, because a truck without a driver is a terrible, terrible thing. He was driving down Allen Road, and he was just coming around the corner when all of a sudden a great big elk was standing right in front of him. He swerved quickly to miss the elk and ended up on Kirkpatrick. So up he went, up Kirkpatrick, bumpity-bumpity-thumping, all the way up the hill. He was partway up Kirkpatrick when he saw a cute little fairy. It flew over to him and said, "Why are you limping?" And he said, "Well, I had to jump the fence, and I gave myself a flat tire." Well, the fairy said, "Well, I know how to fix a flat tire." So she quickly fixed his flat tire. While she was fixing it, Tigger told her all about his plans to find the sorcerer in the home of pots and to fix up the upstairs so that if his man ever did return from that tropical island, he would be so happy. The fairy, when she heard Tigger's plan, asked if she could come along. Tigger said he'd love to have her with him. So he opened his door and the fairy flew in. But the next thing Tigger knew, here came a bunch of bunnies hopping in too, and a little rabbit. And Tigger said, "What are all of these?" And the fairy said, "Oh, yeah, I feed them, so they just follow me around everywhere." Tigger said, "Okay," and wondered how much hair he was going to get on his seats. They went on down the road and turned on Highway 2, and as they were passing Miller's One Stop, Tigger glanced over. He could see that the gas punks were staring at him. They knew he was an AWOL truck, and they weren't happy. A little worry itched at the bottom of his gas tank. Was he going to have enough fuel to do his trip or not? As he drove through the little town of Riverside, he noticed two rams that were running around loose. The black and white ram didn't seem to care at all that her munchkin owner was calling for her to come back. Tigger slowed down and pulled over, asked the munchkin if she needed some help to catch her ram. The munchkin said that would be wonderful. So Tigger chased down the ram and caught it. The munchkin was so grateful and asked Tigger what he was doing. He told her about his quest. The munchkin asked if she could come along. Before long, the motley crew of munchkin and fairy, bunnies and rams made it to the home of pots. It took a while for them to find the sorcerer, but at last they did. He was accompanied by his beautiful assistant and a magical hammer that only works for a little while before it has to be recharged. And a little Tweety dove that flew everywhere and spun in circles around your head. Tigger asked the sorcerer if he could help him. The sorcerer agreed, but he said that he needed one thing from Tigger. He needed to find the magic 2x4. Tigger asked if he knew where he could find it, and the sorcerer said that sometimes magic wood would appear at Wendy's every once in a while. As they were leaving Home Depot, the Tweety Dove flew up and asked if she could come with them. Tigger said that sounded okay, as long as it was okay with the sorcerer. The sorcerer seemed happy to oblige. And when Tweety Dove asked if she could come, the magic hammer asked if he could as well. So it was a big old party in the back of the truck with Tweety Dove, the magic hammer, a fairy, a munchkin, 2 rams, and a bunch of bunnies and rabbits. So Tigger drove over to Wendy's, and sure enough, the magic wood was there, but it was through the drive-thru. Tigger didn't know what he was going to do because he didn't actually have a driver. He sneaked through the drive-thru, hoping that no one would notice. Then he asked the munchkin to scoot over into the driver's seat. She, of course, didn't know how to drive a vehicle, but that was okay. Tigger knew how to drive. They came to the speaker, and the Wendy's employee said, "What would you like to order today?" Tigger wanted to say, "Nothing." But then all of the bunnies in the back seat said, "I want a Frosty! I want a Frosty too! I want a Frosty!" And the next thing Tigger knew, he had ordered 15 Frosties. He came up to the window, and the Wendy's employee told him how much he had to pay. He looked up ahead of him and noticed that the magic 2x4 was leaning against the wall. So instead of paying anything and buying the Frosties, he stepped on the gas and bumped the 2x4 until it fell over onto his hood. Then he drove away. The bunnies all cried and said, "What about our Frosties?" And he said, "This is more important. We must complete the quest." When he returned to the sorcerer with the magic 2x4, the sorcerer said, "Well done. Now return to where you would like this to work its magic, and it shall be done." Tigger thanked the sorcerer and began to drive away when the Tweety Dove asked if she could come along. She said that the bunnies looked like they would be lots of fun to play with. So Tigger said that would be fine, and the Tweety Dove flew in through the window. They headed up the street, past the Costco roundabout, past Farwell Road, past the storage unit, where the man always had to stop to pick something or other up. When they drove past Maverick, Tigger could see the gas punks staring at him again. He shivered, but kept on driving, but he could feel his tank getting lower and lower as he went. "I can make it home," he thought. "I can make it home." He continued to drive past the transfer station, past Chatteroy, past the home of the Rams in Riverside. But as he was going down Toner's Hill, he could feel his tank getting emptier and emptier. He knew how dangerous it was to run out of gas. When you're a diesel truck, you don't want to do that. Up the other side of Toner's Hill, he could tell that Miller's One Stop was his only choice. But what about the gas punks? Could the munchkin fool the gas punks like she had done at Wendy's? He had to try. He pulled into the station. The munchkin got out and put the pump in the gas tank, giving Tigger a much-needed fuel up. She hopped back in, and Tigger started off down the road. He had been successful. He must have fooled the gas punks. But as he traveled down the road, there was this funny feeling in his tank. Every once in a while, he started to cough, and he wasn't really sure why. When finally he reached the property, he was feeling very unwell. A worry tickled at the back of his head. Maybe the gas punks had given him a bad batch of gas. He backed up to the gate, using his hitch to pull the gate open. But as the gate swung open and he unhooked his hitch from it, he coughed harder and harder until his engine sputtered and turned off. The dove flew out of the window, wondering if Tigger was okay. He said, "No, go get help." So the dove and the fairy flew away and had to search for Bigfoot. Bigfoot had to drag Tigger backwards up the mountain. And Tigger was so tired that even his steering didn't work properly. The munchkin had to steer his wheel as he went up backwards up the mountain. Finally, at the top, Bigfoot tried to put Tigger in bed, but his feet were too big to get through the door. No one was sure how they were going to get Tigger put back in bed when the fairy had an idea. Maybe they could wake up Etractus Unum. He was much smaller than Bigfoot, but it was really hard to wake him up if you didn't have a key. The magic hammer had an idea. He bonked Etractus Unum on the bucket. There we go. And woke him up with just one bonk. So Etractus Unum pulled his friend Tigger into bed. And before long, Tigger had fallen fast asleep. He woke up when his man came back, and he thought about the strange dream that he had had. It couldn't possibly have been true. Things like fairies and munchkins, sorcerers and assistants, magic hammers and Tweety doves, bunnies and rabbits, those kinds of things don't happen to an old truck like him. He took a deep breath and let it out, but then he noticed a dirty old 2x4 laying across his hood. Was that the magic 2x4? No, that was impossible. The man opened the door and walked up the stairs, and from the open window, Tigger could hear him yell, "Whoa! Who finished the upstairs?" Tigger looked at CRV and smiled. "It's good to have you back," he said. The end.